Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Okay, guys, this is a big ass episode.
With a capital A.
A. So, JVN is our guest today. But we wanted to try something a little bit different before we go into our interviews, just because we want to make it a fully fleshed app.
Yeah. So, thanks for like always being so flexible with our
ever evolving format. Love it. So we're going to kick things off with beauty news. The past week has been abundant with beauty news, but I kind of want to kick things off with something we brought up, last year? It was announced last summer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Selena Gomez is launching her beauty line, which we did report last year, and we were like, what's it going to be? Mm-hmm. What's going on? And she announced last week that Rare Beauty will launch this summer exclusively at Sephora. And of course, Rare is the name of her new album. By the way, it's a really good album.
Mm.
I tend to like a lot of Selena's albums. Mm-hmm. They're probably one of the only albums that I'll listen to straight through. She just has, especially this album specifically, good vibes.
Is it sad?
It's not. Okay. You know, I think people probably thought she was going to be moping and distressed, and it's probably like a lot of shade towards Justin Bieber. There's not a lot of shade. It's actually like about coming through the other side.
Good.
Of course, like Rare, the song, I think is probably the best track on the entire album. The video is perfect. It's beautiful. And I feel like it accentuates her voice in a really great way. But the theme of that song, I think, lends itself perfectly to a beauty line, especially for what she's trying to message.
I really need her to be done with Justin Bieber.
Well, she's going to have to be because he's married now.
But also, she's incredible. Like, there's...
That bitch has the best boobs and face and body I've ever seen.
I'm like, who would I date if I were Selena Gomez? Like, anyone, hot...
I want
rich,
her to have an older
handsome.
Man.
I think that would suit her.
I think she's an old soul. I want her to find an older, established man who didn't grow up in the spotlight.
Maybe no musicians.
Still famous, But yeah, no musicians. No musicians. We don't need any more like, you know, starving artists, like struggle bus situations. Let her do her own thing. But anyways, Rare Beauty.
Sorry.
We'll save this therapy lesson for later. Yeah. So Rare Beauty, obviously named after the album and the song, I think was a good move. As you guys know, I voiced my opinion. Please God, don't name it Selena Gomez Beauty. Yeah. And she didn't. And I feel like this has the ability to have more longevity because it's not tied specifically to her name-wise. Mm-hmm. I really am into that.
Me too.
Obviously, we don't know what's in it.
But we do know that she did this Instagram Live and she was everything she was wearing in that Instagram Live was from Rare Beauty.
I also saw on Hung's Instagram, her makeup artist that works with her a lot, that people were asking if he had a big part in it, and he said no, that this was her own thing and she did it herself. He was excited to get the product and try it. So I found that was interesting. Oh. It's been under lock and key, but obviously he's going to be using it on her.
Totally.
Because for, you know, it's her stuff. But
yeah, we don't know what it's going to be, but in
Color Cosmetics.
Yes, Color Cosmetics. She was wearing like a beautiful red lip in that Instagram Live. Which when, you know, the news was announced last summer and we talked about this, I think we both agreed that we thought it was a little interesting that she was going on, you know, on that Color Cosmetics route.
Totally.
Because I don't really think of makeup when I think of Selena.
Of course. I think we think she wears makeup.
She wears makeup, of course.
But we don't, it's not something we think of when it comes to her.
Not like, I feel like with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, yeah. Rihanna.
Makeup.
We get it. Yeah. J-Lo, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But I did find it funny, the discourse happening on like Twitter and Instagram, because people were like, why, you know, we don't need another celebrity makeup line. Like, does she even wear makeup? And I'm like,
obviously she wears makeup.
Please take it down a notch. Like, first of all, we don't need more like old white men like starting a company. So yeah. You should just be thrilled that like a woman is starting her own makeup line. Mm-hmm. A. B, you don't have to wear it. Move along.
Yeah.
You know, live your life. And see, just because she doesn't wear a ton of makeup doesn't mean she wears makeup. And I would argue that most people don't wear a ton of makeup like we're seeing that, you know, on Instagram, on Twitter, trending, stuff like that.
Totally.
So I think, I'm very interested
and
to
I think
see.
The messaging behind it is really sweet. And I think it just like, yeah, I think after she explained herself, like, I was like, okay, this makes sense. I'm on board.
And sure. I mean, she's probably getting a lot of help.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
The top people.
Like,
I'm
she doesn't know how to mix a color. Let's be real. Like,
like, it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. She's like deciding what looks good on her and like what she wants specifically. And then she probably has a team of people, you know, advising her, okay, make sure that you have enough shades for skin tones that aren't similar to you, et cetera, et cetera. I also think it's important to bring up trademarks, because a lot of times when somebody files a trademark, people cover it and they're like, it says they trademarked it for this, this, and this. And when you start a cosmetics line, cosmetics under the FDA is anything from like makeup to personal care. Mm-hmm. So I remember seeing articles and like things on Instagram, like body lotions, fragrances. There's like a pretty high chance Selena Gomez is not coming out with any of those for Rare Beauty. Mm-hmm. I think that's where some misinformation gets spread. Like literally they could have put toothpaste down. You know what I mean?
Totally.
But it's because of what is mandated by the FDA and what is considered a cosmetic under their terms. So I don't think we're going to get Rare Beauty tooth polish. Or gum scraper. I mean, if
she's got a great smile, but
yeah, I don't think they're going to go in that direction. Yeah. So Rare Beauty launching this summer.
Hopefully
exclusively
we'll
at Sephora.
Get our hands on it.
What if we could get Selena on the show?
I mean,
Selena.
You know who we'll have to call for that. So.
Oh, yes, I do. Jess.
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 You're listening.
We're coming for you, girl. okay. What's next?
Okay. So last week there was another big launch, this time from Huda Kattan.
Hooter.
Selena and Hooter.
Hooter.
Huda Beauty launched Wishful, which is their skincare brand.
Yes.
Sister skincare brand. And it's called Wishful because They're aimed at making your skin dreams come true.
Cute.
Very cute. I think this, again, another interesting move because, you know, Huda definitely owns part of, I think, that cosmetic, color cosmetic market. Like, she does so, so well. So I wonder, like, why feel the need to have to, you know, also go into skincare?
I have thoughts, and I think it's interesting because, okay, I don't necessarily think of Huda when it comes to skincare. I actually would just love to ask her this question in person because she's lovely.
Yeah.
And I think that she would probably own it and be like, yeah, I'm sure people didn't think of me when I thought of skincare.
Yeah. I mean, I know like she's had her, you know, YouTube video for so long and on that, you know, on that channel and on Instagram, she does all of these skincare hacks, all these tutorials and videos. So I get that she like is obviously into skincare, but yeah, to start a skincare line of her own, it was like, yeah, it's a move.
Yeah, and I mean, I think a huge risk that you take when you start any new business. But I want to ask, so they only launched with one product.
Yes, so the first product they launched is called YoGlow, and it is a quote-unquote enzyme exfoliating scrub.
Okay.
And it's made from a combination of pineapple and papaya enzymes, AHAs, BHAs, and a soft physical exfoliant. So it is a triple threat of exfoliation methods.
Okay.
It's got the fruit enzymes, the chemical enzymes, and then this like physical exfoliant. It's called a scrub, but it is actually a peeling gel.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say because I haven't tried it on my face. You got
it. Yes, I got it. So, and you got to try a little bit on your hand.
Yeah, so I put it on my hand and I was like, oh, I wasn't, I think some people were like, oh, this is an interesting thing. I'm like, no, this is a Korean peeling gel.
Yeah, so I think that, so the product is made in South Korea. And I think that for people who are not familiar with Korean beauty products, or maybe you're just not really familiar with scrubs or gels, peeling gels, I think that maybe they're comfortable using that term, but really it isn't a super innovative formula.
I was gonna say it's not, I mean, I know that you keep saying that there is a soft physical scrub.
Yes. So
but what, I did not feel that.
Like it's what it, so what it is like when you are applying the scrub onto your hand, or sorry, I'm doing it on my hand, onto your skin. You're supposed to do it on a damp face, but when you start to massage it, it starts to pill, right?
Yes.
So like a lot of people think like, oh my God, that's like all of the like dead skin cells and that's like the dirt and like the makeup and stuff.
No.
But what it is it's actually this like soft physical exfoliant, because let's be honest, like you're not going to like just from this product get that much pillage off of like of dead skin cells off your face.
Well, that's what I kind of think. I mean, honestly, Korean peeling gels, I remember when I first tried one years ago, they were like, and that's all your dead skin coming
off.
Not. I'm like,
that's
not
lie.
What that is. That is a lie. It's actually the consistency of the product being rolled.
Yes.
And then I guess that in turn creates a type of physical scrub. But
and so that's why it's like a little bit more gentle because it's not technically, it's not a scrub, but it's like a little soft exfoliant.
Yes. And I think, I mean, papaya and pineapple enzymes are used in a lot of chemical, you know, exfoliants that like work great.
Yeah.
So I'm all about that. I saw online a couple of people like really going hard on Huda for creating a quote unquote scrub and saying that, you know, mechanical exfoliants, aka physical exfoliants, are more harsh on the skin.
Yeah.
First of all, that's like wrong.
Yeah.
I just want to debunk that. Like, I think we've all been like, the fear mongering of physical scrubs is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's more user error than anything.
Mm-hmm. And formula based.
And formula. Like, walnut scrubs, I would not recommend, but like, I love Lancer's polish.
Right.
I love Gold Fadden MD's doctor's scrub.
Yeah.
Really great scrubs that I use once a week and really are great for that. But I was like, yeah, but you had, I saw people like going after her, not even having tried the product
yet. Of course.
I'm like, you would realize that it's actually not that harsh and not even really a mechanical scrub in general.
Yeah.
Like Caroline Hirons even, like she, I guess Huda gave it to Caroline last year to try and Caroline really liked it.
Yeah.
And she doesn't just recommend anything her friends tell her.
Sure.
Like she tried it and she gave some opinions. One thing that she did say that I kind of agreed with, even though I have not tried it on my face, so I don't want to say whether or not, you know, it's you should or shouldn't get it based on that. But she said the fragrance isn't for everyone.
Yes.
And I would agree.
Yeah, that was like my only real critique of the product. I hadn't used the product long enough to really tell whether or not, you know, it lived up to its claims of evening your skin tone and making it brighter and all that stuff. But the fragrance is pretty strong, even though I asked the brand and they said that it contains less than 0.2% fragrance.
Yeah, and they said that on their Instagram.
Yeah, but it is like, it's, the thing is, it's not even like, like, for example, Summer Fridays has a new cleanser that I really like, mm-hmm. and there is a fragrance to it. Maybe it's just like part of a natural fragrance that's part of just the formula, but it smells fresh and like almost like it's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
This fragrance smells a little bit perfumey.
I agree. It smells like a perfume to me.
Yeah.
And so I would honestly have preferred it smell more like a pineapple or
yeah.
a papaya versus this fragrance, because it doesn't go with totally. What this product
and
is.
And then it just, then you're like, well, what is it? If it's not, you know, the pineapple or papaya scent, what,
so,
why?
Yeah. So I'm really curious. I would love to ask,
yeah.
you know, why did you choose this, obviously? But clearly, there's going to be more products coming from Wishful.
Right.
How much? Do we know how much it is?
The scrub is $39.
Okay. So it's a pretty big package, though.
Yeah.
And
it'll last you a while.
I think that if you're looking, if you like Huda and her products, her cosmetic products, mm-hmm. I would say get it and see how it goes for you and your skin. It is a gentle exfoliant,
it
in
is.
My opinion.
So I think it's fine. Yeah, I think it's fine for all skin types. I will say if you are super sensitive to both a quote-unquote scrub and perfume in product fragrance, then maybe get a sample. I don't know if you can get a sample at Sephora or on Huda Beauty.
Oh, do they sell it at Sephora?
It's going to be at Sephora at the end of the month.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
great.
It will officially launch on with Sephora online on February 16th and in store on February 28th.
Okay, yeah. Awesome.
So yeah, I think it's sample. Just one of those that you need to, yeah, really try out before you purchase.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah.
Yes.
Let's move on to What's on Your Face? Okay,
you
I'm going to start. I am loving this product from Cora Organics. Cora Organics was created by Miranda Kerr. She's obviously stunningly beautiful.
Beautiful cherub angel.
Cherub angel.
Right? Her cheeks are so perfect.
Like, she just gave birth and I saw her at this event and I was like, girl. And okay, so this is kind of a funny story. Sarah and I have both experienced this. Miranda Kerr DMs us on Instagram and it's like, we know it's not her.
But what if it is? What if Miranda Kerr wants to make sure that I come to her event? And
Sarah,
she's
it's
like,
not her.
Checking in.
I would, and like, it would, it's just funny you. Because it's like, it's not even Cora Organics. It's like Miranda Kerr's Instagram account is like messaging us. So at first I was like psyched, but then I'm like, there's no effing way.
Miranda Kerr, tell us that it's true. Tell us that it's you.
Listen, if it is her, by all means, I am absolutely thrilled. I'm thrilled that it's, if it's not her, I don't
truly.
Even care. Like, just coming from her account, it makes me happy. If Lady Gaga was DMing us,
I'd be like, that's Juliet. Like,
that's
Juliet
Steph.
Or Carly. Yeah, or Steph.
I'm like, no big deal. No big deal. Ginger. Who knows? Like,
could
I
be
mean,
all of
I
you.
I would still be thrilled. I'd be like, I got a DM from Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Oh, Lady Gaga. So that's how we had to feel about Miranda. So anyways, she's had Cora Organics for several years now. Miranda is one of those celebrities that has been ahead of like the quote unquote clean, natural, holistic wellness game before it became this like huge fad that people are jumping onto. So,
and I think it's still the only certified organic beauty line that Sephora carries.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, it is truly certified organic.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, good for her.
Seriously.
So they just have, they had a new launch. It's called the Noni. You know, Noni is like the big ingredient that everybody loves. So Noni Night AHA Resurfacing Lightweight Serum. It's something that you're supposed to use at night. It's in the purple bottle. They had a launch party for it. I dropped by. It was great.
I couldn't. And I got in a car accident.
So Sarah's like, I'm not making it to the
this.
Cora Organics event.
I DM'd quote unquote Miranda Kerr.
Sorry, Miranda.
And let her know just in case it really was her. I was like, sorry, Miranda, I got in a car accident.
I really hope more celebrities. Selena Gomez better be DMing us. Like, I swear to God. It's amazing. Okay. So I have to say, like, I love the Noni oil that they make, mm-hmm. and they have the vitamin C serum. I'm obviously not a big oil person. I've talked about this before, but I am a huge fan of this resurfacing serum. I've been using it for probably 2 weeks at this point. This is one of those resurfacing serums that is really great if your skin is super fickle and tends to not do well with exfoliants in general. Mm. I just noticed that when I put it on, my skin glows. The next morning, I feel like my skin looks more even toned and taut.
Mm.
I'm never red or ruddy from it. And the consistency is just really nice. I don't feel like I'm having to put too much on or that I can't feel it.
Is there any sort of scent?
No, it doesn't have a strong scent, which I really appreciate too. The active ingredients obviously is the alpha hydroxy acids, which includes lemon peel ferment. Fermentation and ferments, I think, are going to be really big this year in general. Willow bark extract, which is an alternative to salicylic acid a lot of the time. So I know some people can have fickle skin with that particular ingredient. That's why I want to call it out. Mm-hmm. I personally love it and think it's great. But if your skin tends not to like willow bark extract, just know that it's in there. And then it has Sicilian white grape. And it's part of the evening of your skin tone and stuff like that.
Amazing.
So this is a clean at Sephora item. As Sarah said, it's certified USDA organic.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It is a beauty investment. It's $72. I'm using it nightly. That's how great I think it is. It's not so overpowering that I only need to use it 2 to 3 times a week. I've been using it almost every night. And my skin's looking bomb right now, people.
Yeah, it looks
great. Here to tell you. So Miranda obviously Kerr not just because of that, but
Dr. Sam. I love the Core Organics, the turmeric 2-in-1 brightening and exfoliating mask.
I love it too.
Whenever we had the template that we did of our current skincare routine, I put that in there as my exfoliant and I just keep it in the shower because Miranda did tell me to do that when I did talk to her last in person. It was really her.
You're like, Kirby, it was her. I have no doubt.
But that's a good alternative. I mean, I'm sure that the Noni is gentle and amazing, but this does not have AHAs in it. It just has the turmeric.
Yep.
And it's my favorite. I use it twice a week almost. But yeah, just love the brand. Love her. Love Cora.
Good stuff.
Great job.
So what's on your lips?
Okay. Ooh, we've got such clean products, clean beauty products today.
Ooh, love.
Look at us. Okay, so today I am wearing the Lila B Lovingly Lip Tinted Lip Oil.
Lip oils are having another moment.
Seriously, such a moment. I have so many now. And I love all of them because, as you all know, I always say I have really dry lips all the time. And I have to say, I was really impressed with this product. When Kirby came over, it was the first thing I told her. So it is a lip oil, but it is super pigmented.
Yeah, it looks like a liquid lip in the bottle.
And it's it comes in 6 shades. The one that I'm currently wearing is called Be Bold. Isn't it pretty?
Yeah, I was going to say, so now looking at it, that doe's foot applicator looks similar to the Dior Glow oil.
So,
but the product looks completely different.
Yeah. So I was using the Dior one, but it just wasn't and maybe it's because my lips are a little bit darker, but you just can't really see the pigment.
Yeah.
This one is fully a liquid lip, but it is hydrating. It has bilberry seed oil.
Okay.
So that's got your antioxidants. It's going to hydrate your lips. It's got the omegas. It's got milk thistle extract to protect your natural moisture barrier and then vitamin E. So I really love it. I have some shades that I think you would enjoy.
Totally. I think this particular product, it's if you want a product that really truly adds color to your lips, mm-hmm. this is great.
Yeah.
I obviously stan the Dior Glow Oil.
Totally.
It's definitely not adding that much of a even of a tint.
Yeah.
But I still
it's nourishing and freaking
love it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It really just depends on what you're looking for. I would say if you're gonna pick based on need. So the lip oil or the glow oil is more of a gloss, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel like a gloss, but
totally
what it does.
The finish.
Yeah. This is the Lila B you could wear by itself.
Yeah.
Because it does have that pigment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so beautiful.
It is $30.
$30.
So head over to Sephora and pick up both of them. That sounded so branded and it's not.
Sephora Spree. Sephora Spree brought to you by Sephora in our future.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. All right. Now is the time, my friends. We wanted to do what's on our face and beauty news, but also give a little brief intro into this interview with Jonathan Van Ness, the little baby angel.
This has got to be, I mean, all of our interviews have been so incredible, but this was really special.
This was special. So you will hear he is Biossance's
Clean Academy ambassador.
Okay, great. So obviously he works with Biossance and he had spent the day at Westfield Century City with the brand and Sephora. Not sponsored. And so just to talk about not only clean beauty, but to take people's questions. And so they invited us to come and interview him. And we lucked out in a few ways. He was amazing.
Amazing.
As you would expect.
So sweet.
We got way more time with him than we had also initially expected, which was great. And it was like, it went off the rails in the best way possible. I put that on Instagram because truly, like, at one point you're going to hear, like, we stopped to watch a YouTube video with him.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. And it was...
I feel like you guys like that. That's why you listen to us. Yeah, you listen... Because we go off the rails a lot.
Yeah, we're not too buttoned up over here. He, like, asked if we could... If we cuss on this podcast. Yeah. We're like, are you kidding
sure.
me? So he was amazing. And I learned a lot from him. I think the biggest takeaway for me is, like, he does know his shit. Like, oh, yeah. By the way, I wanted to also say this. We're saying he, him.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah,
he told us those are his preferred pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
We asked, and we know that he's non-binary, and so we wanted to make sure that we were accommodating however he would prefer to be
referred to.
Mm-hmm. And so he said he, him.
Yes.
So that's what we went with.
I can't wait for you guys to listen to this.
You're going to love it. You're going to learn so much.
If you haven't already fast-forwarded to the interview.
Yeah, we're like hoping you're still tuning in, but let's just get right into it.
Yeah. Okay, so today's guest needs absolutely no introduction because we want to squeeze as much out of this conversation with him as we can and because we already think we're best friends with him.
Okay, so we're going to skip all the formalities and just jump right into it. Welcome, Jonathan Van Ness to Los Angeles!
Hi, how are you?
So good, so, so good. We're so excited to have you on.
I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you so much.
Yes. I have no composure because honestly, I just see you and I just want to squeeze you. I feel like I know you. I feel like all of our fans and listeners that tune in every week feel like they know you too.
You must get this all the time. People just running up to you and wanting like hugs and like just...
Yeah, but it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to have.
Yeah.
True. So true. Okay, so we start off every episode with something that we like to call
What's on Your Face?
So we want to know, what is on JVN's face right now? What's your current skincare routine? What's going on here in this beautiful face of yours?
Okay, so today I woke up, I washed with Biossance Tea Tree Plus Squalane Foaming Cleanser, gel cleanser, but it's really a foaming cleanser. Then Omega Plus Repair, or no, Squalane, Jesus loves us. the Marine Algae Plus Squalane Eye Cream. Then I did the Omega for my eyes. Then I did the Omega Plus Repair Omega Cream for my face. And then I did the Tea Tree Squalane Oil over that. And then I did Alginist BB Perfecting Cream, like the blurring primer. And then I mixed that with Cover FX Concealer. And then I put that all over the top of that skincare. Then I take my Artiste brush and I put just a little bit of... I go back with just the Cover FX concealer and I just like spot treat like right under my eyes. And then I do a little bit of lip and brow gel and that's all.
Amazing.
Fabulous.
I have to ask, were you a big Squalane fan before you met Biossance?
I didn't know.
Okay, same.
I didn't know.
We didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
So we already know how you got into grooming and all of that good stuff, but do you remember the very first beauty product that you ever...
Yes, it was definitely the Bath & Body Works face peel mask.
Oh.
It was a golden mask you put on and then you would peel it off, and I thought it was the most amazing thing of all time.
Do you remember how old you were?
It's probably like 8. Yeah.
What was the Bath & Body Works scent of it?
It was like pre-scent. It wasn't Freesia or Juniper Breeze or any of those. It was just like, it was a mask that was not in any of those families.
Oh my goodness.
I remember going to the Quincy Mall like a month after, because I got that mask at the Mall of America on a family trip.
Of course.
And then like a month later, I went to go get another one with like $10 I'd like stolen from like my stepdad's dresser, I'm sure. And they discontinued it. And it was my first experience, my first cruel experience of like having an awesome product be just Yeah. Do we cuss on this podcast?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just fucking continued.
Totally. Ripped from your hands. Oh my God, it's
Bath and Body Works. Do you hear that? You guys have to bring it back.
It was kind
you
of have classic.
To bring it back. Truly. Yeah. I feel like now that you've mentioned it, they definitely will. I actually want to ask a quick question going back to your face routine. What skin type do you have?
I think just generally extremely sensitive.
Okay.
I have psoriasis, and it's like, I didn't used to have such sensitive skin, but I got psoriasis for the first like flare up where I had psoriasis. I was like 23. And ever since then, it's like, I think it's just sensitive.
Yeah, totally. Well, we like to say squalane. It's really great for that, right?
Yeah.
And the tea tree oil.
Very calming.
So I didn't get I didn't read your body language.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, that leads us to our next question. Is that when you started to use clean beauty products? When you started to have those flare-ups?
No, actually. I think, you know, how clean Aveda is debatable. I think that it like was a lot cleaner like in the day, obviously, but like, I was really into, like, Aveda, like, pre-Estee Lauder, like, because my mom was really into it, like, when everything was in glass bottles and, like, everything was in glass bottles, like, in the 90s. And so, like, from Aveda. So I think that was my first experience of really understanding, like, oh, like, what's sustainability? What is fair trade? What are any of these, you know, terms and buzzwords? Like, what's something organic? What's, like, why do I care? I think... I don't know. I mean, there's so much, like, you know, the jury's so out on, like, psoriasis, and there's so many, like, I mean, it can be so many different things, like, and there, no one really knows exactly what it, like, why it starts happening, but mm-hmm. I do think that since I got psoriasis, just, like, I never had to worry about it, and now, like, I have to worry about it. Like, if I get sunburnt, like, I have to, that can cause a flare-up for me. If I get a scratch, like, if one of my cats scratches me, like, that can cause a flare-up. Hot yoga can cause a flare-up. A new fragrance on my detergent can, I mean,
yeah. So many triggers.
So many things can, like, make me have a thing.
What's your, like, go-to quick cure, or, like, what do you do when you have a flare-up?
A super expensive, highly corrosive steroid. That it thins your skin over time. Yeah. And it's, I mean, it can't be good. I love it though, because anyone who has psoriasis will know, like, that, I mean, I've probably used, like, this one steroid oil I used to use, then I switched to this stuff called Clobex spray, and now I use this, like, Instalar foam.
Okay.
And it's, my old silver insurance, like, didn't really cover it. It was, like, such a ruckus. Mm-hmm. And then now I have, like, better insurance, and it does cover it. But, yeah, it's just, like, a very strong prescription.
Wow.
That you really, like, you gotta do so, it's, I mean, I could really talk about psoriasis for 100,000 years, so stop me at any point.
No.
No, I
think a really common problem, especially among our listeners.
Mine's been really bad lately, too.
Yeah, and people just want to know what can they be doing. But like you said, the steroids, you know, it can help immediately, but still, is that really a sustainable option moving forward?
Well, it's really, like, it's kind of, well, I think essentially what it comes down to when you have psoriasis is, like, can you deal with your flare-ups topically until a point where you're like, okay, I need to get on a pill or something, because, like, you just, like, don't have to deal with the flare-ups anymore. But I luckily, like, this is the first flare-up that I've had since I was in Kansas City, which was, like, last summer.
Wow.
Like, the summer of 2018.
Yeah.
So, like, I really had been flare-free from, like, November of 18 until, like, 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
So, I've been really lucky, and that's kind of how my psoriasis will go. Like, I won't have it for, like, 10 months, and then it'll just be, like, really intense for a few months.
Yeah.
And then it goes away, and then it comes back. So, that's why I haven't switched to a pill yet. Because, and then every time, like, it goes away, I'm like, this is the last time. Like, I'm switching to a pill. I never want to flare up again. And then I'm like, you know, I'm already HIV positive. Like, it's already, like, one pill I got to take for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So, I kind of am, like, leery of, like, do I have to take every fucking pill?
Truly, truly.
Well, you look great.
Thank you.
Truly. I was also going to mention, I love that you said, you know, why should we care about sustainability or being clean? Because I think that's actually on a lot of people's minds when it comes to clean beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because there's no definition.
Yeah.
You know, there's no FDA definition of what clean means.
Yes.
Right?
So we want to know, like, what is your definition of clean?
Yeah, well, I think for me, it's, like, a lot of things. It's, like, obviously, there's, like, what is in the product. Like, the ingredients is, like, such a big deal for, like, if it's clean.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's, like, what is the company standing for and supporting, I feel like, determines a lot of, like, its cleanliness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, who, like, how are they marketing their products? Are they doing it through, like, an ageist thing? Are they doing it, or, like, subtle racial tones in the way that they're marketing things?
Mm-hmm.
And also, because there's no FDA regulation of personal care products, it's, like, it's really important that you know what is in it. And, like, you know, things like obviously fragrances, I'm sure you talk about like all the time, and mm-hmm. transparency around fragrances and all of the different endocrine disruptors and thyroid disruptors and cancer and carcinogens and things that are in all of those things or can be in all those things. It's really important that we like empower ourselves with knowledge so that we can, because obviously in America, it's like all about the almighty dollar, honey. And so companies only are going to invest in what they know is profitable. So the more that you can, that's like for big companies that have a long track record.
Yeah.
If you can support smaller companies that are going into the marketplace with sustainability and ethics in front of mind, and you know, sustainability, social responsibility, environmental responsibility, I think when other companies see that these, you know, underdog new companies like a Biossance that is doing things the right way, that is being sustainable, they're like, oh, that's working for them. They're like cleaning house. And then they realize that there's success to be had in a sustainable practice.
100%.
Yeah, so I guess for our listeners, you know, a lot of them are just delving into the clean beauty world right now, and it can be a little overwhelming. Like, what advice do you have for newbies, you know, who want to clean up their beauty routines? Where can they go? What should they be looking for?
I think downloading the EWG app is like the first, probably most important thing. Just like having that on your phone if you ever like are not sure. And then I think it's really about like reading ingredients, because you might not know. I think the old adage of like, if you can't pronounce the ingredient, you know you shouldn't use it, I don't think that's true anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially in this age of like synthesized products, a lot of times there can be something that's synthesized and it's actually like a beautiful product. But like, I don't think that holds true anymore. So like, for me, I will literally, like there was a Shu Uemura product that I wasn't on EWG, and I ran it through ingredient by ingredient by ingredient. And it took me like 15 minutes. But the product's fine.
Great.
It's like, it's fine. So I think that is a really good place to start.
Okay.
You guys both nodded your head like, yeah, duh, dummy, like EWG.
No, we're like, but is there
like some other cooler thing that we should be doing too? Is there like another EWG?
We've had, you know, some other clean beauty brand founders on our podcast, and they say the same exact thing.
100%. They're just like the most, because
there isn't like an FDA in America for it. So it's like, it does seem like
not
the most. Yeah.
I think so too. Yeah. No, that's great.
Okay. We're going to jump over into self-care. What would this conversation be if we weren't asking you about self-care? So we were actually watching your conversation, and the gentleman stood up and said, I have been going to therapy to try to learn how to love myself more. And everybody clapped, and you were so supportive of him. And I kind of want to touch on that. What's one way to ensure that you are taking time for yourself? Because you're busy, we're all busy. And then do you think there could be any downsides to self-care? Like, I always think about this. Sometimes I put things off because I'm like, self-care. But then I never get to the thing I actually need to confront and do.
But are you conflating procrastination and self-care?
I think that's what I'm trying to say. Like, sometimes I get nervous or I get anxious about finally, you know, marking something off of my list or actually confronting it because I'm scared of what the result might be.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, no, I'm just going to like, I'm going to sit in my bed and relax, or I'm going to do a face mask instead of sending that email or whatever I need to do. It's almost, it is a form of procrastination, but I'm curious if you
think
that.
Well, I would say, one thing that my therapist talks a lot about in therapy is like centered self, right? Like, parts therapy is a lot about like getting your centered self, like to come up in your own personality. Like, in your centered self, it's like, you know, I think in Christianity, it's like Jesus. In Buddhism, it's Buddha. It's like whatever, you know, it could be Mother Nature. It's like whatever that thing is. In yoga, at the end of class, it's like the light within me salutes the light within you, namaste. It's like the thing that keeps us all like centered and connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
So according to this one therapist who I've interviewed, who invented parts therapy, he talks about there's like 8 C words that if these are the feelings that are coming up, then you know that you're working with a pretty good amount of centered self.
Okay.
Which is curiosity, compassion, calm, courage, clarity, whatever. So there's 8, right? But if those are the things that are going along with the action, you know you have some centered self going on.
Okay.
If you have, and my personal therapist is also a really big fan of asking difficult questions, right?
Mm.
So it's like, we, that self-care is actually asking the difficult question. Yeah. Okay. If you're in a situation where you're being undervalued or you're being neglected or you're in an unbalanced situation where you're not being treated right, you know, or equitably,
yeah.
and instead of you facing that situation and asking for what you need up front, you actually go away and you're like, I'm going to go do a face mask and say self-care. That actually, to me, says like, okay, you have a part in your personality that's a bit of a distractor, and she thinks she's protecting you by taking you to do this self-care, but actually for you, your self-care is kind of saying to the scared part, honey, I understand that you're scared. I understand that we might get turned down or rejected or whatever, but we are actually adult enough. We are grown-ass women, and we are strong enough to ask this question.
Yes.
And even if the answer is no, I know that we're strong enough to do this together. So like that's like your adult-centered self part talking to your other part that's nervous about whatever this question is that you don't want to ask.
Totally.
That self-care isn't not asking, and self-care for literally everyone is different based off of what your starting line is. So I have a really good friend who it's very difficult for them to want to, like, self-care for them is like getting up and taking a walk no matter what, you know,
yeah.
because it's like, it's really difficult for them to get up and get going. They're not a morning person. Mm-hmm. So it's like for them that even on the days where they're like, I don't want to do it. Like, but yeah. they do it for other, and it might be for this person that once they do that for like a long time, self-care might end up being, you know what, like being more gentle with themselves and saying, you know what, if I do 5 days a week or 3 days a week, that's enough for me right now.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, self-care does look different for everyone. And I think that the best way that you can know if your centered self is making these decisions, is this a calm decision?
Mm.
Is it a decision that has courage in it? Is it clear? Is it calm? Does it have compassion? And if you're making an anxious decision or a panicked one or one that's, then you know that you're, it's probably not your centered self. And
100%.
You're maybe not engaging in self-care. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. I honestly now think that for me, moving forward, the courage part of it, if I feel like I have courage in asking the question or doing the thing, I know it's the right way to go. That's super helpful.
Beauty means, you know, so many different things to so many different people, but we want to know, when do you feel most beautiful?
I probably feel something I wouldn't say right in this podcast, but second of all, yeah, I feel the most beautiful when I have a lot of time to practice self-care.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Okay. We had a bunch of listener questions. These are your fans, your people, so we want to get right into them. We're doing a hair lightning round. So we're hoping that you can answer these in either a sentence if you go over.
It's fine.
Fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no rules
I
here.
Love a lightning round, though.
Great. Okay, so what's the secret to healthy hair growth?
Not overwashing.
What do you do about bald spots?
Embrace them.
Love that. Thinning hairlines? Any suggestions for that?
I've been on Propecia since I was 19. Don't tie back too tight. Don't put hair back wet with tension. Silk pillowcases.
Perfect. Would you say the same for hair breakage?
Yes.
Do you love dry shampoo or is it ruining our scalp?
Oh no, my scalp's doing pretty good.
Same. If you could only choose one thing to take care of for the rest of your life, would it be your face or your hair?
My face, because that includes dental and I don't want to die.
Okay. Those are perfect. Okay.
You know, a lot of illnesses start in people because they have nasty mouths.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Not nasty, but just like a lack of like literally getting your teeth cleaned.
I stand for a teeth cleaning.
Yeah.
I go 3 times a year. I'm like, too mandated? No, we're
totally.
Going the third time.
Okay? I actually, once I found a really like stable dentist, like who I'm obsessed with, my hygienist in New York, I've been going like every 3 months for the last 2 years. And like my shit is never been so good.
I mean, your
smile. And my gums were kind of they were a little fucked up before that, because I was kind of being a little bit of a neglecty baby, and I'm really proud of my pockets.
Well, they only require us to go once a year, so, like, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, like, according to insurance.
They actually say it's every 3 months.
Oh, well.
The hygienist does.
My dentist also says that.
I think now I go.
Our insurance needs to cover every 3 months.
I'll go in and be
My lady charges like $95 for a cleaning.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
then
actually...
New York.
Yeah, just
that's like highway... That's like a fire sale
for perfect shiny teeth.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel grime on my teeth, just straight up.
Especially like... If you were to like just take like a lot of like weed bong rips all the time... You get this, like, ridge of, like, fucking tartar on, like, your lower bottom teeth from, like, these fucking bong rips all the time.
Yes.
And I just can't have that.
No.
If I did take bong rips all the time.
Yeah. Hypothetically.
Which I do.
Yeah. Do you want to take
like
this
all the
one?
Time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So our next question. Please rank your Queer Eye castmates' grooming routines from best to worst.
No.
Sips tea.
Okay, from who's the best? Who has the best grooming routine, would you say?
Tan.
Tan. Tan's I would guess one. That too.
Tan's is like the most consistent.
Yeah.
And like wisdom based.
Yes, but he's
we love Tanny.
Beautiful, yeah. Has beautiful
fucking
skin.
Fucking stands so hard. Thank I you. Literally, did you remember the show The Secret World of Alex Mack where yeah. the girl turns into like the Gak?
Yep.
I wish I could turn into Gak and like
and then come back as Tan?
No, just like go up his asshole. Like I just like want to like turn into Secret World of Alex Mack Gak and like crawl over to him and just I just like want to fucking be inside of him.
Like
as
wear
Gak.
Him like a costume.
Like it, but like in a non-murderous way, because yes. like I'm so obsessed with him. Like I just
did
and
Alex
I don't
want to
skin him or anything.
That?
No, she never went up anyone's no, asshole, yeah. but like she I would go have. Down his throat or in his eyeball, his ear, like yeah. put me as a liquid
hair?
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh my god, in his follicles of
yeah.
his hair.
Oh my god. Ugh.
It's not fair. He has the best hair. My newest thing with him, well, this is not new actually, I've been saying this to him for years, but I really want to grow it out really long and then do half up, half downs and then cut his hairline off and do like little baby edges. Like, I want to do like little baby hairs on
Can
him.
Can you actually do that for Halloween though? Like,
so then
get
I
would,
so now my thing for him is a salt and pepper, yes. really nice lace front.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I really yes. want just like a Slade mm-hmm. ass, like an expensive, like a fuck, like a Stacey London ass.
Yes.
Fucking perfect lace front. Yep. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she doesn't have a lace front, but
obviously.
I just want Tan to have like her hair as a lace front.
Yeah, that would be really beautiful. We still be into that.
Okay. Oh.
Let's just talk about Tan the rest of the time.
Yeah, sure.
Tanny, can you hear
Tanny.
Us?
Tanny!
Can you give us some makeovers, please?
Okay, so we just had to throw this in. This is not a question, but like, are you going to be performing at the Tokyo Summer Olympics or the Beijing Winter Olympics? Because
maybe Beijing.
I mean,
you are like... I'm killing it.
I think the men's gymnastics, I think our gymnastics is too stacked. If I pulled a Tanya and took out like all of our para skaters and ice dancers.
We can help you with that.
I could maybe like go along as like a trainer because all the athletes would have just been clubbed. So they would have to have like new athletes. And so maybe they'd just be really stretched thin.
100%. What is your like recovery for your body after you're like... figure skating.
I've been really sore this last week because I've been having a lot of falls on the ice lately. So my hips and back have been like really a little sore.
Yeah.
That's what I call 33 for me.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
But I just, I'm kind of like a shower person. I do like a massage sometimes, but I also do yoga. But honestly, like a lot of times, even if I don't have time for like a proper yoga practice, I just like stretch for like 10 minutes. 100%. Like I do cat-cow. Yeah. Like I do like 3 or 4 sun salutations. I'll do like pigeon on both sides.
Wait, have you been to Mayo Detox here?
No.
It's an amazing place where you go. It's kind of expensive, but they just stretch the hell out of you. And I have dreams about going to this place. Like I still haven't been.
I go.
But
it's
I'm just
a little
like,
expensive. They're all about like myofascia like release.
Yes.
So they like will massage you for a really long time. But then they like give you tips for like how to like stretch at home. It's great. But you seem to whatever is you're doing is working for you.
Okay, so we've reached the end of the road. We have our last question.
No. Let's talk. Wait, we can't end this podcast if we don't talk about your barrette, because your Vogue barrette is so cute.
I wore this for you.
It's so great.
To Justine Marjan and Kitsch.
Yeah, so Kitsch made this Vogue
What did you do with you? Did you put? What did you do with your hair?
Oh my god! Okay.
What's your sleek look? What did you prep it with?
Oh wait, I know.
Is it gel?
Can I guess?
Yes.
Is it the Kristen S?
Yes.
Yep.
So I had my extensions taken out a couple weeks ago, and I live and die for my tape-in extensions. But I took them out before I went in to get them redone, and then I ended up in the ER because I had a bad abdominal issue, whole thing. So
maybe your scalp planted the abdominal issue so that you could give your scalp a break.
I truly think so because it was like 2 years on and off. And so then I've been doing this slick back look because I really look like Britney Spears in the Lucky video.
Which is oh, what no, is
just like
with,
this.
Yeah,
from,
yeah, yeah.
I love like, that chunky layer of the Christmas tree.
Blunt, like, you look so
this
cute
is like breakage
with.
From all of your tracks
no,
being taken out.
No, and my hair actually has gotten better because I have fine hair, but I have a lot of it.
Let me see
and
your so pony in front. Have... So let me see your pony in front. Oh my God.
It's cute. And it's.
Bitch, you should just get a blonde porta pony. If you need to have like that big crazy like thick like Kim Zolciak hair or whatever, just get like a porta pony to like tie around that thing and give your scalp a break, please. Okay. I love you with no extensions.
I knew that this was
gonna
happen.
I'm so into you with no extensions.
Do you understand how?
Please get rid of it. I never want to see it again. I love you with these gel. I love you with this like gel slick back with no extensions.
We literally were talking about this. I was like, Jonathan's gonna tell you to
please
take your
stop it. I didn't even know. Like, literally, no one prepped me for this. Please.
John,
you're so beautiful, and I really want your scalp to have a fucking break.
Also, the thing is, too, your tape extensions.
I will send your stylist $150 every 3 months so she doesn't lose her money if that's what you're worried about.
Oh, my God.
Give your scalp a break.
No, no, no. Her stylist, her. On does not need any money. He's good.
Yeah, he's fine.
Oh, it's
fine.
Wait, it's from
On Cotran.
Oh yeah, girl, he's fine. Stop it.
Okay, I will stop
your hair
for
is
you.
Thick. You're being ridiculous.
No, but God. He doesn't even do it for length.
I swear
length.
To fucking God,
for,
if you
purpose.
End up with a fucking weave in there again in any tape, I'm gonna be like, what's that thing when you said like Bloody Mary three times in the mirror? I'm gonna come up and be an extension. Yes. No, if you just get them, I'm gonna Samara in your bathroom. You'll look up and I'm gonna be like.
Like
women are dealing with literal long standing traction alopecia from this reliance, even and true. And this is the other thing, if you're doing three tape-ins because you're growing an angle out around your face that got fucked up, mm-hmm. If you have a little piece in, that's one thing. If you're really putting tape-ins from your occipital ridge down for thickness, if you have any more than three sandwiches,
yeah.
You're asking your hair that's already fine to hold more weight than it was meant to.
I know it's bad, and
it's
have to stop.
It's also just being in LA.
Can you please just castor oil your scalp once a week?
And
just,
I was going to ask you, what is your advice?
Yeah, just a massage some castor oil, not heavily. Take a capful of castor oil on a plate, put it on your fingertips, and then rub it. Massage it through your scalp the night before you wash, then put a towel over your pillow.
So I've been doing a lot of scalp massages,
yeah.
Since they're
encouraging
not
hair growth.
It's
yeah.
been a month. It's been a month.
Your hair, if you took it down, which you should, and show him, it looks great. Your hair.
I can
looks
tell you
healthy.
Have amazing hair. That's why I'm so coming for you for these extensions.
I love that you're coming.
Because your hair dysmorphia
so
is gonna fuck up your hair.
You're totally right, JVN. And you know what? You're my. Fairy
and really, these like, and really though,
mother.
You're gonna let your own comparison fuck up your gorgeous hair? No,
oh
we are
God.
Not gonna let this patriarchal,
I'm on an episode of Queer Eye right now, guys.
Expectation
I am
of
getting...
beauty fuck up your hair.
Okay, this is when you cry.
This is when the tear comes out yeah. of my eye, and I'm I don't need hair extensions.
Just get
anymore.
We can get you some clip-ins when you're really feeling a little nasty.
You're so
and if your Sasha Fierce needs to come out, I support
totally.
That.
Yeah.
With a clip-in.
They make amazing
Can I tell you that I love
now?
You? I love you so much. But you honestly just... I could cry right now. I'm not going to cry.
Yeah.
But I could because I am so self-conscious without them. And
she really
is. I've been slicking this back and doing the low pony. But then you were like, oh my God, I like
You're
it.
You're breaking my fucking gigantic queer heart right now.
I love that we're getting
so deep
about
I cannot believe society
hair,
has literally sold you this lie about the thickness of your
She's
hair.
She's also from Texas.
So oh, that's what it is,
it's
too.
Part of the problem. Yeah. It's part of the problem.
Yeah,
sadly.
We just need to get you some mousse, girl. You see some nice... Have you ever used Ample Angora by Shu Uemura?
No.
It's a great thickening... I recommend that to all my clients that had taken out weave and they don't know who they are anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch, you just need some mousse.
You truly do when you take extensions out because I had...
Everyone has that moment.
Right,
I did,
right.
too.
Yeah,
when I was
so
22,
fun.
I had a head full of extensions.
Yeah.
Did you?
I did. And when I got to my friend's house after I got them, she opened the front door and she dropped to her knees laughing so hard. she literally, she opened the front door because I had, if you picture Jane Fonda getting 20 packs of individuals put in her hair, and then once she got them in, she was like, don't cut any. So I had this curly, spiky, short haircut
no.
with hair taking her. And when I got to my friend's house, she was like, blah! it was literally pointing and laughing from her front door.
Just two paddles on
yeah,
her chest.
And then I, and so
Everyone
then I,
has their moment.
Yeah, then but I then just you, got him cut out.
And then you take it out and you feel truly bald.
Yeah.
You really do. So I understand.
I'm
totally
getting
understand.
I'm getting used to it. Baby steps. I'm very, very happy with what's going on here. I'm even happier now that you have complimented me and
yes.
shown, told me I can shine
the
without my extensions. Truly, thank God.
Yeah.
Okay, last questions before we go. So we both absolutely die for the nicknames that you give the characters on Gay of Thrones. When you're like, okay, for instance, for Cersei, when you're like, evil, no volume, Carol Brady. die, okay. absolutely die for these nicknames. And obviously you give everybody cute little nicknames when you meet them. And we were just kind of wondering, you don't know us on a personal level. Maybe you do
Maybe
at this
you
point.
Feel like you know us
but,
now.
Like, what would you nickname us?
You would be beautiful Nicole Bobek.
She
is the 1993 U.S. figure skating champion. She won bronze at Worlds that year. She are giving me kind of a really stunning beauty blogger Nicole Bobek vibes. And if you Googled her from when she won in 93, I think you would be really into it. Because she actually had very voluminous hair as well.
This is going on our Instagram.
Yeah.
I also think she had a really really good triple-triple combination, which was not...
It had never been done before back then?
Well, no, it had been, but it wasn't the usual, for sure. Okay. For
I respect
sure.
this. I wow. actually love that. That's a really good one. That's a great reference. Okay, Sarah.
Sarah.
She has Skrull Girl vibes going right now.
I know, okay, but don't be fooled.
I'm trying to think
I'm
of...
not that innocent.
Okay, let me think about this.
He's thinking.
It's hard to be.
Well, yours
on the
is
spot.
Just so right on the tip of my tongue, yeah. because you do kind of look like Nicole Bobek.
Oh I God. Need to Google okay. this.
Well, what do you like? What's your deal? What's your
what
story?
Is my deal?
Like, what's your hobbies?
Sarah's really into running. She loves the Lakers.
I'm like into fitness.
Very into fitness.
I
She's
love
also
my dog.
Fashion forward, has an adorable French bulldog named Ollie. She's married to Matt, who is our audio engineer.
Where have you always... Is there somewhere where you've always wanted to go, but you've never been?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to New Zealand at the end of this month, which I know you're headed over there. I've not been to Australia, and I really want to go.
Okay, that's not really making me feel nicknamey.
Yeah, no. Okay, Tokyo's my favorite. Okay. Japan's my favorite.
No. What's your favorite skincare line?
Oh.
That's hard.
Yeah, okay.
Or what could you be... Is it BB cream?
I do love like a, I love a light do, I love like a
or
dewy
is it
look.
Eyebrow stencil? Is it stencil power?
I do love
is
brow.
It...
I'm like a big brow energy type of girl.
She needs her brows.
Yep. BBE? Big brow energy?
Oh my God, I love that we put you on the spot and you're
killing DFWM. It. We're just like, don't fuck with my brow.
Oh, I love that. I bet Jared's going to be so proud
I know,
of me.
He is. Don't he fuck does our brows. With my brows. I love it.
Is that cute?
Yes, that's super cute. I love that.
I love this for her because she's like, you know,
will you
like
Google Nicole Bobek before we finish this podcast?
I'm so scared, JVN. You have no idea.
No,
Nicole
she's really, she's pretty.
Bobek.
Figure skater. Do Nicole Bobek figure skater.
Okay, okay. I see.
Is she giving me you vibes?
Well, I see
not
the one that,
one.
I'm seeing this one and I'm like.
About what I was telling
her. Oh, my Kirby.
She's cute.
She's
oh my God.
Super cute.
Look at how cute she is.
But this is like me literally when I lived
is
in Texas.
Is it 90s figure skater?
It's like Texas.
Let's watch her long skate from Nationals when she won. And then we have
oh
to
my
go.
Gosh. Wait. Nicole. I feel like I remember her.
But this is actually my vibe because I was named after a character on
please
Dynasty.
Please, press play. Please, please.
So like okay. I feel like figure skating.
Do you know how many days of my life I've lost to watching old figure skating videos?
Nicole.
Well, Christy Yamaguchi was my number
she's
one.
She's right.
Brilliant. Rebellious.
Oh my God, it's like a robot.
I love this.
It's a robot speaking.
She had Todd Eldridge!
Oh my God, this is the hair color I aspire.
Oh my God, let's get you
is that
bangs.
Not you? Look at how much you're Nicole fucking Bobek.
This is like the
have I ever been any smart? Look at how much you're literally fucking Nicole
Bobek.
This
is my Halloween costume this year.
Look at you skating at Nationals in 1995. I didn't know you were there.
I would wear this on a regular basis
absolutely.
If I could.
Okay, so we need to get you bangs.
Totally.
Okay, she's coming into her first pass. What is it going to be? Triple Lutz.
Gorgeous.
Landed.
Love her outfit.
Yeah, really.
Okay, dick blue. Button. Triple flip. Come on.
Woo!
Yes!
Wow.
She,
it is so
she
hard.
Didn't have a triple-triple. I was wrong. It was definitely triple-double. Rude of me.
Oh, my God. I love how enthralled we're in right now. We're like,
oh! No, bitch, you put your fucking hand down.
Anything but
she
the
let
hand.
Us down, guys. We're watching and she let us down.
Come on.
We'll throw this in the show notes.
Oh,
so
double axel.
100%. I could only dream of being this graceful. Let's be real.
I feel like I want to wear the tights every day just
same.
To make my they're, legs look.
You know, Wolford.
This nice. Is where she's getting her breath, see? She's like, okay, breathe, bitch.
Yes. I'm going to watch this before every episode of Los Angeles now.
Yeah. This should be our new
it's crazy
song.
How far just figure skating has come since then.
Right?
Truly.
It's much more athletic.
So athletic.
Yeah.
These girls are so
but Michelle
strong.
Kwan was skating circles around her. Michelle was on the national team this year, so just saying.
I love Michelle Kwan so much.
Okay. What's she coming into here? Oh, loop. Okay. Triple loop. Pretty.
Okay, if you were to perform, what would your leotard look like? Like, what color? What or your
outfit? Or what song? I want to know what song.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Probably Tosca.
Okay.
Such a classic.
Okay.
Or Carmen.
Okay, love. And then what would you be
probably
wearing?
Exactly that.
Okay.
Something backless, a lot of ass, a lot of hips, a lot of back, a lot of bangs.
Like a perp situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Little perp. Okay,
let's honey, see. I feel like that was... I don't know if there's anywhere else for us to go from there.
No, I don't think
you're,
so.
You're decompressed.
Yeah, I feel
We've
so much better.
We got our nicknames.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a fun podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both so much.
I feel like we just had a moment. Like,
this is the most fun I've ever had on a podcast.
Honored.
Other than my own.
I mean, of course. We love your podcast. So, JVN, anything you want to say to your fans, loyal listeners?
Thank you for listening. I love you so much. Keep supporting this podcast and keep slaying.
Thank you guys so much. Guys, hello. We got JVN. This was just a little glimmer in our eye when we first got started in July. And yeah. Look at us now. High five, Sarah High five. Tan. Okay, guys, we love you. Please follow us on social. You know where to find us. And tune in to next week's episode. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.